Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of The Jay Young Show. I'm co-hosting tonight, Kim Francis, and we have got Jay J.R. Young on location in Larimer County, Colorado. He's going to be giving us a really great overview of King Operating Corporation's Larimer County Energy Fund. Jay, welcome to the show from Larimer County, Colorado.
Hey, thank you. It's a beautiful day out here today. It's a beautiful day.
Definitely. Yeah, it's hot here. Tell us, where are you?
Hey, thanks, Kim. I tell you, it's a beautiful day in Colorado. We are just north of Denver, about 45 minutes, and a great flight last night. Came in early and met with some clients yesterday, played some golf at Castle Pines. Great times. Then I came in this morning to the oil field here, and it is booming right now. And as you can see right behind me, I don't want to get too – I know that the reception is not great. So I'm probably going to walk around the building that I'm in right now, which is the water building. That's the water supply building. We're producing about 2,700 barrels of water right now. So it's 2,700 barrels of water a day right now that we're injecting back into the formation just to keep things rolling. This is a great asset because you can sell the water rights or you can sell the water. And in Colorado, I met with some people at breakfast this morning, and they were talking about the value has gone from like $500 to $50,000 for a permit on just one water, and that's to get water to live up here in Colorado. It's amazing because you don't have that much water. It's amazing. You would think Colorado, with the beautiful mountains and everything, you would have a lot more, but you really don't have that much value with the water.
Well, there's been so much development too. I mean, you know, how many people from California and Texas moved to Colorado? So is the water issue there just because there is so much new development?
Yes. And there is what we found when we bought this asset, because, you know, this asset has water rights, it has oil. There's 200 million barrels of oil here in this one field right here in the Niobrara Formation and the Muddy Jake Formation, 200 million barrels of oil. And as you produce the oil, you're producing water. And as you produce that water, you can sell it. You can sell it to all these different, municipalities or the town of Wellington or these other places, which is just because there's a limited resource of water and there's so many people. We were sitting there at Castle Pines last night, and I was thinking about it. You know, I was watching. I looked out on the mountainside, and Jack Vickers built that golf course back in the late 70s, early 80s, and there was zero, houses out there at that time. Now the whole mountains are just covered with mountains, thousands of homes, so it's a great place to live. People like Colorado, it's got the mountains, it's got hiking, people are riding bikes up here. If you're riding a bike in Dallas right now, I mean, you're sweating, you are sweating. Who's going to want to ride a bike to work, get off and you're going to stink the rest of the day. Nobody wants to do that. But here in Colorado, it's 70, 80 degrees. Well, it's got its perks for sure.
So tell us about Larimer County. Where is it located in relationship to Denver? And then tell us about why you chose this project for King Operating's next fund.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this is north of Denver. So if you fly into Denver, you're going to go north about an hour north, right before you get into Wyoming. We're very close to Wyoming here. and you're going to have the Wyoming border, but it's on I-25. So the I-25 runs from Denver to Cheyenne, and on I-25, and we're on the west side of the road. On the east side of the road is Weld County. And the, what we really liked about this project at first was, is that the zone is thicker on this side of Interstate 25 than it is on the other side of Interstate 25. So if the zone's thicker and you're drilling multiple wells horizontally, you're going to have more reserves. So it may cost you the same amount of money to drill and complete a well, but you're going to have reserves more because the zone's thicker. That Cadell formation's thicker. And then we found this field here, which is the Wellington field, and you have the water rights here. The water rights are just crazy good, and value has gone through the roof. And you also see, I guess I can go back here so you can see the pumping unit in the background. You know, one of our wells here producing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Producing, you know, so, but it has, it already has infrastructure. You have a water treatment plant that's worth $3 million. You've got pumping units and infrastructure worth $2 million in Colorado. You've got $5 million worth of water, well, worth of oil. Oil in place, you know, with the Niobrara and also that Muddy J formation. This is there is a ton of oil out here that you can produce from. I mean, not only a beautiful place, but also there's a lot of oil out here.
So tell us about, because a lot of people, when they think of Colorado, they don't necessarily think of oil and gas. So what is the climate there? I know we're seeing in the news that the governor's supportive, and what is the temperature up there for drilling and oil and gas right now?
Oh, it is so different than Texas. I mean, if you need a permit in Texas to drill a well, you can just go over right tomorrow and pick up a permit. It is so different here, but they're very careful about the citizens and the future of this. Now, the good thing about this field is the more oil we produce, the more water we produce, which gives you water for the citizens, you know, of this county, which will be good. But also, you know, it takes longer. They're very, very careful about, you know, making sure that we are doing the right things. There's no spills, but they're very careful about permits, drilling, people coming in and out. I mean, they really have to go through a lot of work, which is okay. I mean, it's just part of the business.
So what are your plans? I know that you've got a couple phases with this project. So if I'm a potential investor right now and I'm watching your podcast tonight, tell me a little bit about why I would want to get involved, how I would get involved, and then how you guys are formulating this fund.
Well, that's a great question, Kim. So the big thing right now is we're raising $25 million on this program, and we could take up to $35 million, but any dollar that we raise, we go and increase the value of the project. So anything that we do and any money we bring in, we're going to drill a well, we're going to deepen a well, we're going to do whatever it takes to do whatever it takes to increase the value of it. We can spend about $25 to $35 million this year. That asset's worth $75 to $85 million if oil prices go to $50 to $60 a barrel. Okay, so the best money spent in any investment is in drilling oil and gas wells, especially if the price goes up. So if you're optimistic about the price oil going up, which I am, because of supply side, you have 200 and something rigs right now drilling for oil and gas. You had 1,000. You had 1,000 back in March. You have 200 and something right now. You have wells declining. You'll see U.S. oil production going down to 6 to 7 to 8 million barrels a day. It was at 13 million. We're going to have a supply problem in the next 6 months to 12 months. You're going to see oil prices go up. And when that goes up, we're going to be able to sell off a part of this asset to a company. We'll get all the investors, all their money back if this happens. If this is my thought. But it's to raise the $25 million, increase the value, oil prices go up, we sell a portion of it, just like I did in 2015 with a track record, and then we increase the value, and then we sell a portion of it to give all the clients all their money back. You know, so it's a great investment. You get your write-off, 100% write-off, you get your money back, and you still have something going forward. And this is a great place. It's a great place to drill for oil and gas, and there's a lot of oil left here.
Well, and you also, I believe, have, you know, you have a lot of different opportunities with that in terms of exit strategies. That's a big, big, big differentiator. In fact, the differentiator for you against other oil and gas firms in the country. The fact that as an investor, you really are a partner in this, a true partner. But tell us about exit strategies, because exit strategies and scalability is for you. That's how you change your model, and that's what makes King so uniquely different.
Right, exactly. And scalability, you know, we've got opportunities out here, not only in this Wellington field, but Fort Collins field. There's other opportunities here, a lot of acreage. It's Larimer County Energy Fund. So anything we put into Larimer County Energy Fund to increase the value, we can do that. And we have multiple exits, because you want to have exit strategies for people to be able to make their money back. And that's what one of our goals is, to, you know, raise enough money to allow clients to come in and refinance it with a bank financing, and also to get out of this, to get, you know, the clients all their money back, which is our most important aspect.
Now that's great. I'm watching you, Jay, and it's really cool seeing that well pumping right behind you.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's a great place, and this is a good field for oil and gas production, and people need to, we have the qualified funds. People can invest their qualified funds. They have a 1031 product that we've put together. And we also have the old LP, where you can invest in the project and write it off 100%. So
amazing.
It's all good.
So tell us, before we wrap up, what are your, what's the next steps there? What are you doing up there exactly right now today?
Yeah. So today I'm meeting a guy here with a drone. We're going to have a drone shot of the actual field, you know, the 5,000 acres that's here, but also we have 20,000 acres or another 15 to 20,000 acres, you know, bolted on, but just kind of give people lay of the land, you know, what is it that they're looking to invest in? You have water treatment plants, you've got a great system here, you got good people in place all ready to take care of the asset, and just seeing how things are going.
That's amazing. You say you've got some drone footage going on. So that's super cool. So I think that, what is their circumference? Like, how much of the acreage will they be able to get, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess a drone can, I don't know how far a drone will be able to fly, but we'll make sure that they probably want 3 or 4 different spots on the property to make sure everything's good. But I don't know. I'll have to let you know after 1:30 today when they come out of here.
So before we let you go, let's talk about, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal this morning saying that oil is going to significantly rebound in 2021. But we've seen what's been happening with the oil. You know, we were at negative 34 a couple months ago. Tell us a little bit about your perspective, what's going on in the industry, because it is coming back. But I think why we're going to have a supply and demand problem.
Yeah, well, you're taking a lot of supply off the market right now. With the rig count being down 70%, that could even go lower. You have a lot of these banks that are going, we don't want to invest in oil and gas anymore. We're done. You know, we put ourselves out there, and they don't want to put the money behind this rig count. So you're going to see rig count go down. Rig count is a very big indicator of the oil production going further or going forward, especially in the shale plays. The shale plays are your big seven. There's seven big shale plays, but the Permian is number one, Eagle Ford's number two, and the Bakken's number three. And you don't see all these rigs coming back, except in the Permian. The Permian will get back faster than any of the other basins right now. But with rig count down, with wells declining anyway, and three wells are being shut down. They don't just come back on. And we had that well that came on at 1,200 barrels a day there in Scurry County, and we had a busted pipe. Had to shut the well in. We've never gotten it back. Never gotten it back to where it was. The pressures just mess up when you have a high pressured oil well that goes out. You know, so that's a problem. And then geopolitics. You know, with the, you know, Saudi Arabia, Russia are not going to just continue selling oil for $20, $30 a barrel forever. they don't do this for their looks. You know, they wanted to, in March, put all this oil on the market to drive a lot of us U.S. companies out or file for bankruptcy by flooding the market, which they did. But they want to sell oil at higher prices, and they need $65 a barrel. So if they need that to break their to balance their budgets, they're going to see that prices will go up. So that's why I'm excited about the price of oil in the future. I wrote the article in Forbes about back in March, and you know, $65 by the end of the year, and I'm still sticking to it.
I know still I gave you a little ruffle on that one, but I'm gonna eat my words.
I hope so. Well, and then there was people who came out and said $100 a barrel by it. So I don't know. I could have gone down to 50 or something, but hey, I'm still okay with 65. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to tell you, I got a little breaking news for you. When you were talking about geopolitics, Abu Dhabi CEO had Abu Dhabi had a CEO roundtable series this evening, which it is over there now, saying that the chiefs of oil and gas met to discuss the industry, and they're seeing encouraging signs of rebalancing the oil market and the beginnings of the economic recovery. So that's a great thing to end on, right?
Well, there you go. I like it. I like it a lot.
Good. Well, you be safe. It's exciting to see you on location. We're going to have to do more on locations. I like these. But Larimer County, Colorado, Larimer County Energy Fund. Tell everybody how they can learn more and also get in touch with you, Jay, about this project.
Yeah. Hey, just go to our website. Go to our website, kingoperating.com, jryoung.com, jryoung.com, and just order some information about it. We are very excited about the project, and we are the leaders in, you know, why people should invest with us. It's not just a wellbore only type project. If you don't know what that means, then don't invest in oil and gas, because it means that you're doing wellbore onlys. And we don't do that. We do assets, and we do investors with assets, which nobody else does. So, you know, come along with us and talk to us about that. But this is Jay Young on location in the beautiful state of Colorado and Larimer County. So, Kim, thank you very much
I flipped the mic. And thanks to Derek, our producer. Everyone have a great night. Again, to get in touch with Jay, you can visit to learn more about his book, jryoung.com, and about the Larimer County Energy Fund or anything that King Operating has going on. It's operation.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Kim.